Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Hello, y'all. You're back live with Smooth Drama Radio with Butter Pecan.
And Dick Hugger.
And for those of you that didn't understand that, yes, it was Dick Hugger.
Dick
for those
Hugger.
New listeners. Where we talk about world events, news, out of the norm, and we speak about it candidly.
Very candidly.
We keep it real, as someone had said.
We keep it real and popping.
Keep it pop. Buttercup keeps it popping.
Buttercup in the house.
So, what are we talking about today?
We're not going there.
Weren't you going to racial rehab or something?
Yeah, I'm going to racial rehab.
And you blew it yesterday, though.
Yes, you did.
I
was good.
Bullshit.
I'm always good.
Bullshit.
Okay, see why you got cussed.
I didn't say I was in any type of rehab.
All right, go ahead.
What's your news?
I'm not going to talk about your mom.
Right.
I'll talk about my mom. I'm going to talk about this 4-year-old girl in Michigan's mama.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the 4-year-old girl had to tell the police that her mama cooks meat like a turkey in the oven. Yeah. It's funny, but it's not funny on so many levels. Raina Valentino, 40, called police and confessed to burning her daughter in the oven, singeing the child's eyelids with a hot nail and beating her other daughter, 5, with a crowbar.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that. That's depressing.
What?
That, like...
No, I'm saying... Remember I was talking about crazy people, and you wonder why I'm talking about crazy people. This is the reason why crazy folks don't need to hook up with other crazy folks. See?
Because then you get crazy kids.
Right. So if you dating somebody crazy and you know...
As if you're going to know when you're dating somebody crazy.
You know when you dating somebody crazy. Look, if you predisposed to being crazy yourself...
At some
yourself,
point in time, everybody thinks that they're... dating somebody crazy.
No, that ain't
or
true.
Or hooking up with somebody crazy.
No, that ain't true.
At some point in time.
No, don't go that some point in time.
Some
that's
point
what you're talking about.
I think everybody crazy. All
right, well, that's you.
At some point in time.
Everybody's
you
not crazy.
Coming out of your mouth. Man, she crazy.
Well, she's crazy.
How many kids she have?
Her husband and her.
Oh, she married.
Yeah, they have 3 children, 2 older boys and the younger infant.
They have 3.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to think that it's going to be like had now because cooking your child in the oven.
Oh, man.
Like it's sending them with a meal. I mean, you don't think that's crazy?
That is crazy. That is just
that's crazy.
Move on.
All right. I'm moving on. But crazy people, if you're dating somebody crazy, stop. You got to find somebody dull, somebody normal.
Then you're going to have to worry about the stalking.
Hey.
Take him to pickup sticks.
Only one person can be crazy. You can't have 2 of y'all crazy.
Only one in a relationship can be crazy.
That way, you know,
but take him to pickup sticks.
All right. That's a story for a whole nother year.
Whole nother year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think 2009 is ready to pick up sticks.
Sure they are.
All right. Well, remember how we was talking about the marijuana and
making it legal.
Dudes delivering marijuana.
We're still on that?
No, actually, in Britain. There's a milking doobies. There's a milkman who delivered marijuana.
You're kidding. Legally?
It's
called milking doobies?
Well, see, a British milkman was
milking
arrested.
Milking doobies.
Yeah, well, you know, doobie is.
I know what a
yeah,
doobie
so,
is. You know. That would make a really good commercial.
Hey, doobie.
Milking doobies.
Milking doobies. See, I was telling you.
Somebody come up with a jingle to that milk.
Yeah, milking
doobies. So this guy got arrested.
Yeah, a British milkman was arrested by the Bobbies. That's the police over there. They're called Bobbies.
So we got the milking doobies and the Bobbies.
Bobby.
I'm going to get the milking doobies.
That just, it don't sound right. But
Bobby?
Off more than Bobby.
Is there a story
milk.
Behind that?
Yeah, a prosecutor said that the 72-year-old milkman, Robert Holding, which is funny because when you have drugs, it's called your holding.
What?
Anyway, his name is Robert Holding, and he was delivering marijuana to other elderly customers who complained of aches and pain. See?
Okay.
And after pleading guilty, Holding was given a suspended 36-month sentence for being a senior dealer.
A senior dealer.
A senior dealer. Yeah, what they said.
Was he just selling pot?
Yeah, he was dropping off pot and milk.
I didn't know they still had milkmen.
Well, over there in Britain, they still keeping it real.
Well, I'm honestly really real because
yeah.
He's the milking doobie guy.
Yeah, see, what they would do, British prosecutor Sarah Statham explained that just like any milkman, Holding would receive written orders left on customers' doorsteps.
Ordering?
Yeah, ordering doobies. Yeah, so they...
Well, I wonder what kind of weed he sold.
What you mean, what kind of weed he
well,
sold?
Well, you know, there's different types, different strains of weed.
I didn't know
no, man, don't be looking at me like that.
I'm not looking at you like nothing. I don't know. I thought weed was weed.
No, there's different types of weed.
Oh,
you know, you've got the cheapy weed, and then you've got your real good weed.
What is cheapy weed?
Cheapy weed just don't shoot do jack for you.
And you notice how?
I've heard.
Oh, you heard? You heard it through the grapevine?
I've heard.
All right.
Now I go a lot of shit. I used to, you know.
All right. You used to partake back when you was hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, go down to the local donut shop.
Oh, go down to the local donut shop. Hey. Mm-hmm. I need...
But, you know, someone taught me weed 101. So.
Oh, somebody taught
you remember, you know, you're crazy, the
my homie.
Your homie with the samurai swords and the guns and, yeah.
I love you, samurai sword
mm-hmm.
and gun.
Yeah.
You my down homie forever.
I'm mm-hmm. gonna watch that. But, yeah, she taught me weed 101.
Why are you giving your homies away on the air?
She and Ethan.
How you know?
Look, I know.
Yeah, see? I gotta get out of here.
That's all right. You should probably think it's funny. Go on.
Whatever.
Next.
All right. For all you aspiring astronauts out there,
we had technical difficulties. We're not even sure where we got cut off there. So, what were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about being astronauts.
Astronauts. Free flight.
For all you aspiring astronauts out there, NASA is offering free rides if you got good ideas for space flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, what's happening is this. The space agency will offer spots to individuals, research groups, and institutions who develop ideas that have potential use in future agency products. So like they're saying, like past successes of the NASA program,
NASA program
include the invention of a special drilling technique designed for lunar gravity conditions and a nanofluid coolant system that works in different gravities. I don't know how you would do that here, but that is like really, really special.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, they're saying there's applications that are being taken by NASA until March 20th. And they're saying flights on the anti-gravity vomit comets will begin this August at Ellington Field in Houston and last about 2 hours. They'll also loop upside down about 50 times, so riders should make sure to pack some Pepto-Bismol in their spacesuit.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you have to have a spacesuit.
Oh.
I don't know what you would do with the Pepto-Bismol in your spacesuit.
You would take it so you wouldn't get sick. Are we still having technical difficulties?
No, it says we're live, but we're not talking. Are we live, people?
Anybody hear us?
If you can hear us, call in.
646-929-2037.
Once again, that number, if we're live, 646-929-2037. Let us know.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Welcome back, Smooth Drama, with your host, Dick Hugger.
And Bud a Pecan. We have a caller on
the phone.
Let's see.
Hi, caller.
Wait. There you go.
Hi, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Caller 4.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? How you doing, caller number 1?
Hello, hello.
Hello, can you hear us? Caller number 1 going once.
Twice.
Sold. No cigar.
Okay. I don't know what to deal with. This is on mute, isn't it?
You hear us, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, well, can anybody hear us out there? If you can, please give us a call, 646-929-2037, or email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. That's smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Not sure what is going on.
Technical difficulties beyond our control.
Says we're on the air, but we don't know. So we're clueless here. So we're just going to keep on talking. So go ahead.
All right. They're telling us that there are some studies out here that summer babies are bigger and stronger.
Summer babies?
Yep, summer babies. They're saying if you're skinny, don't blame yourself. They said blame your parents' poor planning. So,
God.
Okay. They said that babies born in the late summer and early autumn months tend to become taller and stronger than babies born during the rest of the year.
Did they say what causes that?
Well, the results of the Bristol University study said that a mother's exposure to the sun determines how much vitamin D she and her baby receive during pregnancy. The more vitamin D in the human body, the wider and stronger the bones tend to be, the survey said. They said researchers studied 7,000 children born throughout the year, recording their height, weight, and bone air.
Bone what?
Bone area.
Oh, area.
Bone area. They said by the age of 10, subjects born during the summer and early autumn months were on average about half a centimeter taller than the other children and had more than 12 square centimeters of additional bone area. So I guess the rest of us who wasn't born in the summer and the autumn months, we got screwed.
I guess so.
Although, I think I'm going to have to take a little, I'm looking for a big word here.
Oh.
Umbrage. It's not that big, but big enough.
What's that mean?
I'm saying that I got a nephew who was born in January. He's 6'3". And I got a son born in June, one of them summer months.
He's
like,
shorter.
Yeah, he's 5'9".
That's as tall as you?
Yeah.
He's taller than us.
Right. So, well, he might be 5'9", 5'10", no. But
I thought he's still taller than us.
Okay, but the point is, everybody's taller than you.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, well.
Not everybody.
Well, the majority.
My mom's not.
All right, but.
Neither is my sister.
That's where you got it from.
So.
So you got a
couple. Look, both my parents are short, so.
All right. So you got a couple height somewhere. You drank some extra milk. Or you got.
I got it from the milk and doobie mask.
Right. Well, see, they're basically saying that you get your height from having vitamin D, your mom getting the vitamin D. So technically, we should have a bunch of giants out here in California. And what, it rains about, what, 4 or 5 times a year here? So the other 360 days, it's all, so this really shouldn't affect us at all. Just a thought. Speculation on my part.
You know, we still don't know if we're on the air. If anyone out there can hear us, please call us. Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, call us anyway, so we want to hear from you. You want me to read?
No, I don't want you to stop reading.
Please.
All right. Well.
What do you got?
Another survey. These scientists, I wonder how much they get paid to do these things.
To do what, these surveys?
These surveys, because some of them are, like, really, really stupid. Survey says, science shows it's our hormones that make kissing fun. And they had to study
that. You know, speaking of hormones, I think I'm going through menopause.
Yeah, the world needed to know that. The world definitely needs to know that your voice is
menopause. I'm very hormonal lately.
And what's changed about that?
More so than normal.
Like they would know or care whether or not you're hormonal.
You know what? It might come out in the show sometime. Shoot.
Okay.
You know, I just wanted to throw that out there.
All I care is that you don't hit me.
I'm not a hitter.
Okay, so if you don't hit me, I don't care.
Well, I'm not a hitter.
You can scream, holler, jump
you
up.
You just think I'm a bitch anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Now,
see, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference to me because that you're not.
Hold on. I would never call you the B word.
You would never call it to me, but
no.
You would think it.
No,
you knew what you were the other day.
No.
You said, what?
I said,
what's new
right.
about that?
Right. I'm not going to call,
but
I'm not going to say the B word. Right. I'm saying that I would call you a heifer.
You know, thanks.
I'm
you know I'm already
right.
self-conscious about that whole being a cow thingy, but...
Being a cow.
Yeah, isn't heifer a cow?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a young cow.
Young cow. Well,
right.
Okay, I'm
so,
not disputing the fact
so,
that I'm young, because I'm younger than you, but...
Okay, but my point is this.
But, you know, and that reminds me, did you ever look up where the male hormones come from? What?
Man.
I thought you were going to do
okay,
little bit
but,
of research on
but
that one.
I will look. If somebody can tell us where the male hormone comes from.
No, what the show last night started off with, I would like to know what, and if someone can please call in and explain it to us. Because my co-host, Dick Hugger, doesn't know. What are the purpose of men having balls? So, curious minds would like to know, or curious mind would like to know, because, you know, we were talking about the whole castration thing, and that came up. So,
why we got to talk about balls all the time?
You ain't talking about balls all the time.
I mean, but you try and talk about balls right now.
But that's not all the time.
Okay,
we had a discussion last night.
Yeah,
I'm bringing it up. So you keep bringing up weed and flatulence.
No, I'm not bringing it. Look, dude was selling doobies.
Okay.
I didn't have
you
nothing to do with that. Yeah, but I
okay, but you know what? You were always bringing up flat. Okay, we'll just move on. But if anybody could just tell me.
And somebody
yeah.
please call 646-929-2037
and
explain
me
to Ms. Butter
because
here.
Until I know the answer, I'm not going to be satisfied.
What is this?
That just came out wrong.
That is bad.
I'll never satisfy. Anyway,
the purpose of balls. Where do men's hormones come from? Why do you care?
I'm curious.
Curious George.
No, Yeah. I want to know what every part of the body, what purpose it serves. So.
Do you?
I'm learning.
I mean, do you care about the purpose of boogers?
Well, they serve no purpose other than kids eating them. But
all right. Do you care about the purpose of toe jam?
I said body parts.
It's on your body, so it's a body
a
part.
A part of your body.
Why not?
I'm talking about stuff that you were born with.
You probably was born with some toe jam.
No.
How you know?
I don't know.
You wasn't examining your toes when you were born.
Oh,
you was mad if you got slapped.
I wasn't examining my toes either. I wasn't slapped. I don't know about you, though.
Yeah, you were slapped.
What else you got? Looks like you got printed a bunch of shit over there.
Look.
I'm just wondering. I'm waiting for someone to call in to tell us what, because you couldn't tell me.
Because it wasn't important to me.
Yeah, we know. We know what's important to you.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on. Scientists have now biologically proven what we've known for years.
Oh, no.
Kissing is awesome. You know there's a nerd wrote this, right?
Half a nerd?
No. No.
Just a nerd.
No, just a straight up nerd. He's not in my tribe.
Oh, you got a tribe.
Yeah, they said playing tonsil hockey will feel great because of a surge of hormones in our brains that triggers a complex chemical reaction, a new study says. Now, these nerds are from the Lafayette College. And they
Lafayette, where's that?
Lafayette is in Indiana.
Oh, Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say something else.
It's a survey found that kissing reduces the brain's level of cortisol, a stress-causing hormone, immediately relaxing lip lockers. Researchers behind the survey hypothesized that kissing would also cause an increase in the body's level of Oxycontin. Don't people take that as a drug?
Yeah.
Okay.
It diminishes pain.
Yeah, the hormone connected to social interaction and bonding. Wow.
They just found this out.
Yeah, this is why I say they're nerds.
And how much did they get paid to find that out?
They probably got paid quite a bit. Just to tell us that we already know that kissing is good. But as they wrote, it's awesome.
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on if the person who's kissing you back can actually kiss. Now, if there's somebody trying to stab you in the mouth with their tongue, then yeah, it's probably not going to be good. Mm-mm. Come here. You poke a hole in your mouth.
Well, that's just the sound effects, man.
Right. It's how it is. I'm sure there's some people out
if
there.
If anyone was coming at me like that.
Okay. I'm sure there's some people out there who agree with me. There's some people out there who can't kiss.
Oh, I know that.
And if you don't know you can't kiss, then
wow,
you're the one.
Tell you.
What? Well.
I'm
like, hey, you know, if you're with somebody and they're not kissing you, you can't kiss. They just didn't have the heart to tell you.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry to break that down to you. But, yeah, that's what it is.
Wow.
But you knew that already, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Uh-oh. Wait. But.
Why do you keep looking at yourself in the mirror?
I'm not looking at myself. Back up. Now, they say that Oxycontin levels only rise in men. So, proving that women need additional stimulation other than kissing to arouse the hormone.
Yes. Kissing just ain't going to do it.
Hey, they say that this study shows kissing is much more complex and causes hormonal changes and things we never thought occurred. But that's from Professor Wendy Hill. I'm gonna guess that she probably didn't get kissed a lot either, which is why she had to do the study to find out what kissing was about.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, nerd.
Wow.
Hey, they even said that past studies have found that kissing has a similar effect to cocaine on the human brain.
It's a drug.
So, all you people out there that are sniffing cocaine, you know what? You can just kiss.
Kiss.
You don't have to spend all your money on cocaine.
Just
you can just like
kiss.
Run up and down the street.
Kissing people.
Yeah, you probably could spend less of your money, like give like a crackhead a dollar. Look, kiss me. I mean, if you're searching, if you can't find nobody to kiss you. I'm just saying.
He said, give a crackhead a dollar.
Oh, a crackhead kiss you for a
and
dollar.
Offer to kiss me.
Well, see, what we're saying is people who are addicted to cocaine, if kissing has the same effect as cocaine on the brain, you probably, when you start itching, you just need to go and find somebody to kiss if you don't already have somebody to kiss. So, if there's nobody readily available, then, hey, you might want to give somebody on the street.
Well, then, I wonder, yeah, I mean, does the kiss have to be reciprocated in order for the hormone levels to go up? Because I was thinking about that guy that had the two blow-up dolls with him.
Hey, he felt like it was working for him.
Oh.
He had two. Or maybe it wasn't working, and he was looking for a reason to go to jail so he can kiss live men.
Ooh. Ew.
What?
Ew.
Hey.
Ew.
Everybody's got motivation.
Okay.
Man.
Well, but I'm just wondering if the kissing has to be reciprocated in order for, or is it just the act of kissing that raises your hormone level?
Well, obviously it does nothing to y'all.
Well, not for women, no, because we need a little bit more.
Selfish.
That's right.
Kissing should just be
I'm
enough.
I'm
going to
get mine before you get yours.
Yeah. We're going to gloss over that one. We're glossing over that one. I'm just suggesting to the people. We're going to get back on task here. I'm suggesting to the people.
Buttercup is keeping it popping.
Yeah, Buttercup keeping it popping. Please, kiss somebody. Say no to cocaine. Just kiss somebody. You can't find nobody to kiss in your house, and you
kiss
need
the dog.
To kiss it. Well, no, don't kiss the dog. That's
hey.
Nasty. That's awful. I mean, I guess it would be good if you was in like Scotland or where was that place where it was cool to hook up with animals?
Oh, I don't remember
I,
that one.
Yeah, that was.
Didn't you have to be drunk for that?
No, that was you couldn't be drunk with a cow.
That was in Scotland.
Yeah, that was Scotland. You couldn't be drunk.
You
with
could
a
not
cow.
Be drunk with a cow.
But you
okay.
could be sober with a cow.
Mm.
Lebanon, you can have the wild animals so long as it's a female.
Oh, that's right, because
yeah.
someone said they were going to go, they didn't know whether to go vacationing in TJ or Lebanon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it probably looked, well, no, Lebanon is kind of dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But.
It was a joke, man.
Yeah. It's a nasty joke.
You know, them foreign laws are just, you know, something mm-hmm. out there. So what else you got over there?
I got a Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell. Why is calling him Ferrell? Anyway, Will Ferrell.
Were you thinking Chappelle?
Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah, Will Ferrell. He
Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I'm killing your name, dog.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, he has a Broadway show. And it's called You're Welcome, America, A Final Night with George W. Bush.
No.
In the background, he has the picture of a giant penis.
Why?
Yeah.
Is he calling?
He says the penis in question in the background of the play, it doesn't belong to Bush. He says it's an anonymous but age-appropriate public domain internet penis. That's what the play's director, Adam McKay, told Times. We went to the web and got a penis.
You can go to the web and get a penis.
You can go to the web and get a public domain. That's important.
www.dicksrus.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably have that too.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, don't look for that though, people. But if you go to Will Ferrell's play or watch it, I think it's coming on HBO sometime this weekend or next weekend or so. Be ready for the giant public domain penis in the background.
Giant.
Big old picture of penis.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Will Ferrell.
I don't know if he's subliminally saying that.
Subliminally?
Stop correcting me. I'm good. Subliminally saying that GW, our outgoing president, is a dick or a penis.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he's saying that, or he just likes to have a picture of a penis behind him when he's on stage, gives him support.
Gotta have that penis support.
Gotta have penis support. You got penis support. What else you need?
Pussy support.
Didn't they have a show, the Vagina Monologue, for that? I don't know if anybody ever seen the Vagina Monologue. I don't know if they had any background with Big Vagina, but if they did, somebody tell me so I can watch it. I'm saying.
Okay, next. That's enough about Will Ferrell and his penis.
Shout out to Will Ferrell, though. You the man.
For having a big old penis on stage.
When you was running down the street naked in old school, you had me right there, homie. You had me right there. All right. Now, you know how I give admiration to my hacker homies out there?
Hacker homies.
I love the hacker homies. I ain't met none of y'all, you know, but I'm down with y'all. You know, whatever.
Why?
Just because. Because they can hack and they do funny stuff, man.
What? Oh, it got the zombies on the gun thingy. They've hacked into a couple states, haven't they?
Yeah, now they're taking it to another level.
Uh-oh.
Well, not another level, but they did it anyway. They, there was a hacked electronic highway sign in Lubbock, Texas. And it carried... Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock.
And it... Lubbock. It carried an international message... Not seen much in history in centuries on this side of the pond. The sign / oh my God, the British are coming. They are watching you.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was on Jay Leno.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't watch Jay Leno. But I've been talking about my hacker homies forever.
Hacker homies.
Hacker homies.
They're not alpha nerds, though.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
I told you, hackers are alpha nerds.
When I wasn't listening.
They own the top shelf of the nerd food chain.
I can't reach the top shelf.
Well, see, that's why you're not an alpha nerd.
I don't want to claim to be an alpha nerd.
Okay, well.
I'm just a nerd.
Hey, you might want to learn to be one.
No.
Nerddom, it has its place in life.
No.
Just because you don't think so don't mean
I
it's
don't
not true.
I'm being alpha nerd.
All right. Well, I want to talk to y'all.
About?
Well, I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking to Buddy here.
Oh.
About? Deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal?
Deal breakers in a relationship?
Friends with benefits, or just a friendship, relationships, whatever.
A deal breaker.
What is a deal breaker?
What is a deal? Someone with really bad breath.
Bad breath?
All the damn time.
So I can have bad breath sometime and you be cool with
it? No.
No?
But it don't make any difference because there's no deal to break.
Well, I'm throwing a hypothetical out there. I'm saying that if a guy, say you're looking at a guy, he's meeting all your requirements, but you get close to him, he starts talking to you, and you start tearing up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you be proactive and say, hey, here's a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just take it?
I am proactive. I won't say, okay, well, I'll depend.
No,
I either offer mint or gum or, you know, something. Or if I know him well, I'll say,
if you don't know him,
if I don't know him, I offer a mint or gum or something. I'll find something in my purse. Even if I have to offer him my lip gloss that has a little minty taste.
You want mint, homie?
Yeah.
All right, there
you
go. Thank
you. Yeah. No, but you know what? We know each other well enough. You can tell me my best friend.
All right.
I'm drinking some coffee.
No, I'm just saying.
You told me that our phone was clean, so. I would want to know. You know, I would want to know if I had something on my face, I would want to know if someone would tell me.
But that's not a deal breaker.
For those of you that don't know, he just offered me.
That's not a deal.
He just offered me one of those mints that you had last night, huh?
Deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
What's a deal breaker? Is bad breath just automatically like, okay, stink mouth, I can't holla at you?
Not at that moment.
Okay, but that's why you said you were offered a mint, right?
Yes, but sometimes a mint doesn't work.
Can turn the tide, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's so stank that a mint and gum and everything in the world. It's, what is that called? The
gingivitis.
No.
Haliotosis.
There you go.
Yeah. Haliotosis.
That.
I haven't run across that. Yeah. And I hope never. No, I haven't. And I hope never.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know how you would come out and tell people.
Man.
I mean, that would be like one of the
worst. I don't. Things just come out of my mouth.
No, but I'm just talking about, I don't. I have.
Okay, what is a deal breaker to you?
A deal breaker to me is nasty mouth. I mean, just if you got brown. You know, a brown or grayish.
You know, when I used to meet people online and, you know, meet them for the first time, that was like, oh, please don't let them have a broke mouth.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Broke mouth.
It's just broke mouth. Well, I mean, a missing tooth, you probably can, but.
You know what? I don't like that big old gap. Oh my goodness. You know, when they smile and they've got like a huge gap.
Snaggle mouth.
Mm.
Snaggle.
No.
They call it snaggle tooth.
Mm.
Yeah, snaggle tooth. I can see that being a deal breaker to some, but I'm sure there's some fellas out there that's like, snaggle tooth could be appealing.
Well, I'm sure some guys, yeah.
I'm speaking to the fellas. I don't know.
Oh, we have a call. Let's take this call. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was having a hard time getting the show. So I just called to see if I could. Is there a way I can, you know, connect up on the computer so I can get you clearly?
Yeah, if you go to blogtalkradio.com and in the search engine type in smooth drama.
Okay.
That should bring up our webpage for the show.
Okay.
And you just click on the word smooth drama on that show that's being aired today, that's airing now. It should connect you right in there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller number one.
We like it when callers call in.
Yes, we do.
Just new people. So, let's see. Deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
Teeth and bad breath.
Now, there's D-O.
Oof. Yeah.
D-O.
But that would mean that you just have to get close. Well, no, you don't even need to get
close. Yeah, I mean,
that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but see, it's like if you going on the date, y'all done planned the date, whatnot, and if they got BO, and they not from like Europe or the continent of what they call Africa, then you.
What are you saying about this?
No, I said the continent of what they call Africa.
Okay.
You know, sometimes they don't believe in.
Yeah,
and wasting water.
Okay.
Yeah. So that could be a deal breaker.
Okay. Yeah, D-O is
B-O. B-O is number, well, it's number one.
It's up there with the stink breath.
Yeah, stink mouth, B-O.
What else would be considered a deal breaker?
Another deal breaker? I'm gonna say, I hope I'm not offending nobody, but if you're like in your 30s and you living at home with your parents for longer than you should, then, you know, I understand, you know, people get laid off. You know, it's tough times out there, but
that's a deal breaker.
If you're somebody that's been living with your parents for an uninterrupted amount of years and you're not going to school, you're not working, you're not paying nothing off, that is a deal breaker.
Mm.
So, to me, because I'm thinking that you're a little too happy living off your parents. Because if you live off your parents, Lord knows what you'll do to somebody else. Predisposed to, I'm just saying, you know, it's up in the air, up to debate, but you get a certain age, you should be trying to do something. And if you're not trying to do nothing, then why are you burdening the old folks? They should have a quality of life without you. You can't be bringing dates home to grandma's house. Just, I'm saying that grandma don't need to be hanging out with your date. Grandma won't watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Lawrence Welk.
Well, no.
Okay.
Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. You know, spin the wheel, guess the.
So why did you bring this up?
Puzzle.
Just because?
No, just because, you know, I want to talk to the people. I want to educate the people about.
Educate them?
We just put stuff out there. It may be something that they
We want to hear about. What some deal breakers are for some people. You email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or give us a call at 646-929-2037. Let us know what your deal breakers are.
Well, we got a call.
Hold on one second. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I think a deal breaker is someone that doesn't take the time to use your name, someone that's always calling you baby, especially like right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel you on that one because I don't like to be called honey, baby, sweetie, whatever.
But you don't like
my name.
You don't like pet names, Cole?
Pet names are cool as long as you know my real name and use it at times.
Throw it in there every once in a while. Because you know why they do that. You know why they do that, right?
Why?
Because they have so many. They don't
have to take the time to learn their name.
If they call everybody baby or honey, then they don't have to take the time to learn their name.
Leia Playa. I feel you on that one. I know where you're coming from.
Or another deal breaker would be like someone who's either too needy or just doesn't want to spend any time with you at all. So just when they want to spend time with you. So that's about it for me. Good job,
okay.
Guys.
Thank you for
Thank
calling
you,
in.
Number one.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Cool. I totally feel her on that one.
What?
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm.
Honey.
Mhm.
Baby.
Babe.
Dear.
Sweet. Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
But y'all don't even appreciate.
Ugh.
Don't appreciate.
I don't.
That man.
Ugh. Oh no.
Not if the guy called your name. All the time, you'd be like, why you say my name all the time?
I wouldn't even, you know, you don't even need to say my name. Just every once in a while, use my name. But
so
use it at the right time.
Use it at the right time. What is the right time? Yeah. Oh, butter.
Butter? No.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to hear that either.
Yeah, butter all day. Butter all night. Butter, 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 butter.
Shit, if that was the case, I'd be doing my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, well, okay. But no, that, I can see where she's coming from on that one.
I can understand that.
But, you know, guys have a different take on that than women. But what else you got on your little papers over there?
Basically, we're talking, it ain't about guys. Because it could be a woman might not remember a guy's name. Don't act like you women are just so innocent.
I'm
sure
I ain't trying to act
like
I'm innocent.
Okay, but, you know, you just made
it. I just don't say his name, or I don't say, honey, baby, sweetie, whatever.
Okay, and how come a dude can't be entitled to that?
Well,
women don't remember men's names.
Yeah, they do. Most women do.
Oh, come on.
I don't think we want to travel down that road.
See, you're saying that men do it, but women don't do it.
I'm sure there are women that do it.
I
do it.
Female, right. That's female chauvinism, saying that you don't do it.
No, I do it. I'm not going to deny that I don't do it.
All right, so... then basically you can't be saying that, oh.
But you know what? I don't say honey, baby, sweetie. I don't say names.
You don't say nothing.
Detach myself.
Detach.
Try to detach myself, that's all.
Good job.
I go to a happy place.
You go to a happy place where the Care Bears hang out. We can name it.
And there's rainbows. And kittles falling from the sky.
Playground. Let's name it Korematsu.
Where the hell did you get that name from?
I don't know.
No. Xanadu or something like that. You know, I just go to a
different
place. You know, half the time,
happy
I just go
place.
To a different place.
You go to a happy place, you just zone out.
I'm always zoning out. I don't deny that. I'm not going to... Look, I know my shortcomings, so I zone out. You know what half the shit that you talk about?
You're not talking about
I don't even listen. How
okay.
can I not even listen?
But I haven't listened to half the stuff that you said. I haven't
said we are good.
We're real good.
That's probably why we get along. It goes in one ear, out the other. I'm like,
right.
Oh, he's so full of shit. It just goes right over my head.
Right.
There we go.
So, I ain't heard you in like 8 years.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
I know. Almost 8 years, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've never really taken a good look at you. And so this recently, I was like, oh, damn.
This is me. Hello.
That's what the hell he looked like.
Hi. My name is Dick Hugger. How are you today?
I don't remember him looking like that.
All right. Smart people. We talk about smart people here.
Yeah, smart people.
Who aren't smart.
Oh.
Yeah. A singing pyromaniac suspect.
Singing?
Yeah. Police say a 19-year-old Amanda Gessner set 7 fires within a couple of hours overnight. And she was caught singing about the fires in the Wawa.
What's the Wawa?
I'm going to see this water. But I don't want to make an ass out of you and me, so I'm not going to assume nothing. But
Wawa.
Upper Darby police say the woman who sang that song inside a local Wawa.
Maybe it's a bar.
Yeah, but that is a weird name for a bar.
Is it in the United States? Was it in the United States? Or it had been in...
Yeah, it's local.
Local where?
It's in, the fires were set at homes on Blanchard Road, Lasher Road, and Childs Avenue in Drexel Hill. I think Drexel Hill is either in the Philadelphia area.
If anybody knows where that's at.
Yeah.
And if you could tell us what a Wawa is.
A bar called Wawa. That's the name of the
is
bar.
Is it the bar?
Yeah.
In the Wawa. That's the name of the bar.
In a local Wawa is the same 19-year-old woman who set 7 fires overnight. Look, anybody know what the hell a Wawa is? See, this is why I talk about two things that I got as guarantees. Little phone book places, I never go there.
What do you mean little
phone book? If your phone book is thin, like if it's less than 50 pages, I can't go to that city. So that means there's nothing there. Hey, and that's where all the horror stuff goes on. You know, your Texas Chainsaw Massacre, things like that. You know, I can't do it. That's scary. And see, this place right here, it has a local Wawa. If there's a Wawa in your town and it's not little baby talking about water, I want some Wawa. This is just a place where y'all go and hang out. I can't go there.
And well, it can't be a bar. How old is she? 19?
19, but that don't mean that she can't go. You know, some of these places, they ain't as
strict.
Tight and structured as,
okay.
You know.
Do you have anything else about some dumb, smart people? Smart, dumb people, or whatever you want to call them? Or
Thinking
about it.
She was thinking about
it. That gives
it.
A whole other meaning to singing in the...
Yeah, they said that she was the classic example of a pyromaniac.
Wow.
You know, and she was... It said her sing was caught on the store's surveillance camera.
She needs to go find some people to kiss, huh?
Yeah, she... Well, no, kissing...
Oh, it doesn't work for women.
Yeah, it don't work for women. That ain't enough.
Maybe setting fires did it for her.
Yeah.
That, she did it 7 times.
Yeah, she did it 7 times.
Damn.
And she's singing about it. Ooh. And they said she was arrested and charged with 7 arsons, and she told the judge she was mentally ill and needed help.
I should.
Yeah, I'm like, no shit. Yeah, we know you're mentally ill. Singing at the why. I'm singing at the why I started a fire. Anyway.
Was she doing karaoke?
I hope she was. Because if she's just singing just out the blue, somewhere
90 seconds.
Store, she's crazy. Mm. But she admits to being crazy. So. All right, well. I always like to end up on something sad.
Why?
Just because. Two San Diego County sheriffs escorted a pregnant woman out of her highway home. She didn't have nowhere to go because they had a foreclosure, and that led to an eviction in January 29th, the last day.
Okay. We need to start wrapping this up.
Yeah, I just want to say it's sad when we got stuff like this happening.
Yeah, it is.
And y'all need to call y'all congressmen so these rich folks will stop fighting about giving us money.
Right. On that note, we're going to wrap up Smooth Drama this evening with
Dick Hugger
and Vetta Pecan. To stay connected to up-to-date events, special guests, appearances, interviews, you can text the word Smooth Drama to
41411
or email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
On that note, we'd like to say good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Korematsu!
Together you got Smooth Drama.